VP Kamala Harris claims attending Honduran president inauguration will deter illegal immigration. By Penny Star on January 19, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris and the left-wing media are promoting the idea that a trip to attend the inauguration of Honduras President-elect Xiomara Castro is part of efforts to deter migration. According to Customs and Border Protection, CBP, some 1,734,686 encounters at the U.S. Southwest border took place in 2021. And already year-to-date in 2022 an estimated 338,373 encounters took place. The vice president's visit will further the commitment she and President-elect Castro made to deepen the partnership between the United States and Honduras and work together to advance economic growth, combat corruption, and address the root causes of migration. Harris's Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said in a statement announcing Harris's attendance at the January 27 event. The Los Angeles Times helped promote that narrative. The Biden administration has shunned Honduras' current president, Juan Orlando Hernandez, whose brother was sentenced last year to life in prison for drug trafficking by a federal judge in Manhattan in a case that implicated the Honduran president. The Times reported that the Biden administration does not like the authoritarian leaders in El Salvador and Guatemala. The Times did not address the Biden administration's open border policies, instead blaming the continuing stream of illegals from Central America and numerous other countries on natural disasters, corruption, poverty, crime and climate disruption. The Times report continued. Biden administration officials have signaled for weeks that they see Castro as a potential partner, despite the risks. Castro was married to the former Honduran president Manuel Zelaya, a populist whose government was overthrown in 2009 by the Honduran military and business elite. The United States, despite its considerable influence in the country, failed to stop the coup. At the time, Castro was seen as being more leftist in her politics than her husband, but is said to have become more pragmatic in recent years. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.